The following Dharma talk was recorded in May 2014 in Excelsior Spring, Missouri. It is one of 21 recordings from the retreat called Insight Dialogue, taught by Gregory Kramer. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Gregory Kramer is the founder and guiding teacher of Metta Programs and has been teaching insight meditation since 1980. He developed the practice of insight dialogue and has been teaching it since 1995. Gregory is the author of numerous books. Find out more at www.metta.org.
You thought that you were going to have at least 5 minutes before you had to talk, but any minute you'll be speaking, and you don't know what you're going to say. You don't know what the instruction is. And yet, here you are. That's out of control. So you might touch the emergence right now, touch the kind of the way even the sense of being in the world is being formed at the tip of this moment, vibrating here. One way of touching that is to imagine, what if death were to come right now? This life snuffed out and poof. But now life is continuing. You're right at the edge of this life. The emergence of a personal history. It's like this. This body. All that conditioning. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of conditioning. Touching this moment. This mind, what are your neurons doing now that's out of your control? Have a look. This is the edge. Can you speak from that edge? Can you listen at that edge? Can you actually listen in true emergence, not predicting, oh, this is what they're going to say now, and turning off? Are you prepared to listen at the edge of the moment? To trust emergence as a practice is to actively attune to that edge, actively attune to the rising and the vanishing. And the encouragement is to actually make it a practice. Don't talk about emergence any more than you were supposed to talk about opening. Actually practice. And to support you in this practice, the contemplation is precisely where you notice change now, where you notice the rising and the vanishing right now. As someone speaks, if you're the listener, you might say, oh, that's easy, I see them changing. But let me ask you a question. Who's listening? Who's hearing? As each word touches the ear and the eardrum vibrates, sends a signal to the brain, whose brain is moving? So the emergence always can touch this subjective truth. And if you're speaking, you pause, relax, and open. And when you open, here you are in this vastness. There's another human being here. There's this body-mind internally. What are you noticing? What's changing? And when you go to name it, can you catch it? Does it change? Pause as you start speaking and even see if you've anywhere near the now, anywhere near it. Have a look, see for yourself. At no point in this practice are you expected to just believe. See for yourself. Pause, relax, open. And trust emergence. New speaker, new listener. Inviting yourself with each offering internally of the guideline, trust emergence to this edge, the unfolding edge of impermanence. Attuning the mind to anicca, to impermanence. And speaking. What is experienced? Trust emergence. So let's bring this emergence into the between. No separate speaker and listener. And to begin with, of course, when I ring the bell, there's the impermanence, the change from this silence into readiness to speak and listen. So already you're in the changingness together. And then as one begins to speak, of course, they are the impermanence, you know what I'm saying? As you listen, the changing is happening. As you speak, the changing is happening. So keep attuning to the rising and the vanishing. It could be the rising and vanishing of the senses, like out there, but check your mind. Check the rising and vanishing of the mind. The internal voices and so on, check the arising and vanishing of perception, the whole constructing process, the sense of me rising and vanishing, if you can get that subtle, I don't know. But have a look. Is there anything stable anywhere in there? Out here? And now between, is there anything stable in between? As you look at your partner, they look at you, glances go back and forth, words go back and forth. It is a living, vibrating, impermanencing that's happening. Have a look. See for yourself. When you actually pause and relax, you can be present. When you open, you're in the relational field. Check out the anicca, right here. Check out the impermanence between you. Be intimate with it. Name what you experience. And listen as the other does. Trust emergence. You waiting for something to happen? Do you know what's going to happen? Do you? Do you know what's going to happen?
Not me.
Me neither. But you probably don't believe that. Because you haven't known me long enough. I don't know what's going to happen either. What does it feel like to not know? I touch the feeling of not knowing. I can feel myself with just a touch of fear, not a lot. Kind of an excitement. I haven't taught just this way before. It's fresh, beginner's mind. Some compassion for you. Joy. The joy is growing bigger. Because maybe something will happen. I don't know. Curiosity. I wonder what will happen. An idea emerges in the mind, the way things happen, you know. Something comes up. Remember who was the first speaker today? It was the person who was going to be the first listener. Remember that? What's it like to have a memory? Noticing the mind constructing the past right now. That person who ended up as the first speaker now gets to be the first listener. How's that? And so the instructions for this first speaker, who's actually the first speaker now, which was the person you decided would be the first speaker, but wasn't. That person? You with me? That person is invited to speak, don't know. And the listener, of course, you know what the person's going to say, so you do know. Oh, wait a minute. No. No, you don't know what they're going to say. So you don't know. As a practice, trust emergence, don't know mind. bring up the instruction, trust emergence, and let it flip you into not knowing. Something we usually fear, avoid at all costs, we are intentionally inviting. Trust emergence. At the edge of don't know. What's the actual experience known by meditation? One speaker, one listener. Just want to make sure you don't know. So easy to fall into knowing because the whole organism wants security. We seek security. So let me ask the listener. Were you not knowing? Well, you have another chance. Same speaker. Don't know. Trust emergence. Make use of your practice. Open into the unknown. The not knowing in the between. I hope I've interrupted you appropriately. Now you can continue. Maybe this was a better time to interrupt you. Because you see, I'm listening to all of your conversations. I have psychic powers, you know. So, how about a new speaker, new listener? Let's see, which one is that? To touch, don't know mind. I wonder if you've planned your first words. Right at the edge. Those first words. How can you possibly speak? How can you possibly speak not knowing? How can you be in the emergence fully? The impermanence. I don't know. Trust emergence. Whatever's going to happen now, come to the edge. Don't know. What is it to join together outside the construction of certainty, outside the illusion of certainty? And to stay there, meditating. This mind being what it is, this body being what it is. What is it to join together? In, shall we say, the wisdom of uncertainty, outside the illusion of certainty. In relation, meditating alone and internally, you don't know what your next thought's going to be. But now you don't only not know your next thought, you don't know your meditation partner's next thought, next word, at the same time that you don't know yours. Turning towards the not knowing. Usually we spend our lives running away from it. Right at the edge. There's another being in front of you. There's nothing in the known universe more complex than the human brain. Nothing. Now there's two of them. What's next? Right at the edge, always at the edge. That's mindfulness. Mindfulness is now. That's the brightness that can come with trust emergence. The virya, the energy that can come with trust emergence when the mind is dull or in any way self-satisfied or bored or closed because it knows so much. Trust emergence is the antidote. Just like pause is the antidote to forgetting. Relax is the antidote to grasping and rejecting. Open is the antidote to withdrawal into an encapsulated self. So let's practice with an emphasis on trust emergence, because I'm going to give you a contemplation that comes right out of it, but brings it into the lived life. and the draw to what I would call mundane but perhaps deep and pleasant feeling conversation will be great. And the emergent edge of experience where mindfulness is really bright can easily get lost when the topic is compelling. So it's really a challenge for your practice. See how it goes for you. I will interrupt you from time to time to remind you. But you can practice. You can really work with this. See how it goes. I don't know most of you personally, but I can say with some certainty, ironically, that there's something right now in your life that's highly uncertain. It may be something very small, what you're going to do the day after you get home, but I'm talking also about the bigger stuff. The transitions that you don't plan, or that you plan and then they go differently. The evolutions in relationships, work, money. I don't think anyone planned the 2008 economic crash, or I don't think anyone planned all of the foreign policy disasters all over the world for this or that country. But they affect this life. Just as we don't plan it when the car breaks down, or the child or the parent has problems, or the body doesn't work. So, trust emergence in the sense of the utter impermanence and uncontrollability of this life is not just an abstract meditation instruction. It's more a description of actuality. There is the rising and the vanishing. There is the uncertainty. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. So not taking turns as a separate speaker or listener, but entering with each other into this question. Of the transition, the unplannable, the unplanned, happening now, in this life. And if it's not something that you feel as vibrant and true now, if you fall into a story that isn't alive and spoken with mindfulness, let it go. Doesn't matter. And it's extremely challenging to listen to a real life dilemma that's alive now and to stay in don't know mind. As a listener, we seek security and answers as much as we do as a speaker. So practice can become, it's the kind of dullness that only a meditator would know, because the normal social thing seems, oh yeah, we're having a great conversation. Why did you ring the bell? But what's happened, perhaps, is the mind moves into just the social norm of encounter, out of the mindfulness, tranquility, emergence. So this is your challenge. This is your opportunity. It's such a gift that your practice partner gives you now. You can't do this alone. You can't be at this edge of the unfolding without someone unfolding with you in this way. The rising and the vanishing. The impermanence, the absence of control in this very life and in this very moment. Wow. Take your time. The silences speak. Letting the meditations stabilize and deepen in the sense of moment by moment. Body is breathing. The body is sitting. You can notice what mindfulness rests with right now. What are you aware of? This ongoing pause, right in the emergence, the rising and the vanishing, here and now. It's not abstract, just to be noticed. When the bell rings, you might continue where you were, but you know, that's the past, isn't it? What would be spoken now? I don't know. Allowing the meditation instructions to support you. Letting the pause really manifest. Relax, accept. Open. This complex relational moment. Where this actualities of our lives, this story perhaps, is dropped into this between of awareness to awareness. And attuning right here to the impermanence of the between. In this shared human experience of the uncontrollable uncertainties of life. Each moment is quite special, quite peculiar, if you're really in the emergence, on the edge of the rising and the vanishing. Just like to give last few minutes so you know that this contemplation is coming to a close. Maybe there's something to be said, maybe not. The rising and the vanishing, right here. So let me give you a moment to reflect now, just quietly. I'll ask a couple of questions. Whatever was shared, was it planned? And the relationship between you. Did something emerge that perhaps wasn't there before? A knowing of this person, or at least something about them, or a sense of we, a sense of between? At least some memories emerged. You're looking at them now. Does your meditation practice now bring you closer to the edge of the present moment? And why aren't we always there? And as we close, perhaps there's some words that would be shared in closing with your partner, and then we'll join in the circle. Thank you for your practice.